You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Every single day, more than 20 million gallons of oil, 540,000 barrels, is pumped through two aging pipes that lie at the bottom of the Straits of Mackinac. Those Enbridge Line 5 pipes are the focus of a newly formed group of Michigan business leaders who want those pipes shut down. It's called the Great Lakes Business Network. Among its leaders, Kalamazoo's Larry Bell, the founder of Bell's Brewery. And with us now, Larry, just what is the mission of the Great Lakes Business Network?
Get Line 5 removed. I think, you know, really where we're coming at this from is from a business perspective. You know, you might look at me and say, what's a guy from Kalamazoo talking about business perspective in the Straits? But as Bell's Brewery, we do a ton of business on Mackinac Island. Mm-hmm. We sponsor the great sailboat race that winds up at Mackinac Island from Port Huron, which is a great driver of tourism for both Port Huron and for Mackinac Island. So, you know, we may have 240, 250 boats full of sailors and their families who all descend upon the island. And during the sailboat racing, that's a huge amount of business for Bell's up there, not only on the island, but the whole Straits area. And then also, we own a brewery up in Escanaba called the Upper Hand Brewery, and Escanaba sources their water from Lake Michigan. Now, granted, that is a bit of a ways away from Mackinac, but still, mm-hmm. it's Lake Michigan mm-hmm. water. So what's the risk here to our businesses and to our business models? And if there's a probably when there's a break in Line 5, what does that do from an economic and business perspective? You know, people come to Michigan, come to Mackinac Island and the Straits, pure Michigan. That's the image that we project in this state, which is a great image and it's very successful. But if we lose that business, you lose all those employees, all those people that are working in the Straits area, on the island, the ferry boat people. There is the argument that's made on the other side. Enbridge employs 250 people in the state. If you close Line 5, it's not really going to affect their employment that much, but a break would devastate employment in that area, as well as how many communities that are relatively close by that also source their water from Lake Michigan.
It is mind-boggling.
Yeah, and you know, like a town like Escanaba, should Lake Michigan water be corrupted, there's no backup plan. You know, for a lot of these communities, it's not like you can just say, oh, we're going to go drop a well mm-hmm. somewhere. That may not be available to them. Again, if you've got a water issue, and we've seen what can happen in the state when you have a water issue, what happens economically. If you take a town like Charlevoix, guess what? We've got corrupted water. You know, honey, let's not go up to Charlevoix this year. Maybe
sure.
we're going somewhere else.
So,
you know, there's this whole economic sense of what would happen and what's the risk factor and is it worth it?
What are some of the other companies that have joined you in this network?
Well, I think probably most prominently would be Schepler's Ferries, Chris Schepler up there, because, I mean, that's an easy one to see. If the Straits are full of oil, Chris isn't employing his 200 employees ferrying people to and from Mackinac Island. You know, Chris is probably the most well-known of the folks, but, you know, there's other folks involved on the brewing side of things, Lake Charlevoix Brewing Company, Barfly Ventures, the Hopcat mm-hmm. people out of Grand Rapids. And then there's some other people that are helping out. A photographer who has a company up in Traverse City, who I met the other day, she's joined. And since we've announced, I've had several calls of people that want to join up. The Patagonia folks, through their office in Chicago, of course, they're very well known for taking on environmental causes. They've joined up with this, and actually at their store in Chicago, they have some great visuals about this on the wall. So it's great to have them along as well.
So how do you, as the Great Lakes Business Network, how do you hope to shut Line 5 down? You're going to pressure lawmakers, pressure anybody and everybody and use your business clout?
Well, yeah. Back in October, the Attorney General came to see me in Kalamazoo. And to be honest, we had a really great chat about Line 5. He's very well educated about it. During the 45 minutes we sat together, mm-hmm. he taught me one thing I didn't know about Line 5.
And what was that?
I did not know that there was an on-ramp for oil south of the bridge. So if you go up to northern Michigan, you will see oil rigs, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, all that oil then gets loaded into line 5 and sent on to Sarnia. That's one of the issues that needs to be talked about. The thing I was teaching him was dealing with propane in the Upper Peninsula and who owns that equipment and how we deal with that issue, because that is also important economically. We can't balance the health of the Great Lakes on the backs of the retirees and propane users in the UP. There are some complexities to removing Line 5, but I don't think there are issues that can't be solved.
So the more you talk about it and the more you search for solutions, the closer you get.
Yeah, and I think certainly it's going to be a topic in the upcoming gubernatorial race,
where many expect Mr. Schuette to have a very prominent part.
Well, I think so. I think on the Republican side, I anticipated Schuette and Kelly, and rumor has it perhaps a Snyder-esque candidate coming from the business world. On the Democrat side, already we see Gretchen Whitmer, probably Dan Kildee, and perhaps, again, another candidate there. I was fortunate to meet with Ms. Whitmer a couple weeks ago. She came by Kalamazoo, and we discussed Line 5. So this
You're just tugging on as many sleeves as you possibly can, you and everybody in the network, the business people in the network.
Yeah, and, you know, why do we have to have risk to our business model for their business model? And Michigan takes this risk. Our businesses take risk for oil that comes from Canada, traverses our state, and goes back to Canada. So we take all this risk for very little reward.
And you being from Kalamazoo, when you think about the rupture of the Kalamazoo River, the worst and most costly inland oil spill in U.S. history, how did that 2010 rupture kind of fuel what you're doing now?
You know, when it first happened, nobody really knew. It was upstream from us in Kalamazoo. And then the way I unfortunately got involved with this was one day I look out my office window and I see construction going on next to the brewery. After we were lied to by the construction people, we find out that it's Enbridge building a remediation pad. No site plan approval was ever done. They were opening up the fire hydrants and stealing water, which of course roiled up the water, which with the brewery, we like nice steady supply of water. So I called the township supervisor and said, "Hey, what's going on?" She says, "We didn't do anything." I said, "You better get over here." And she was over there. And long story short, I had to sue Enbridge. They were going to process 435,000 cubic yards of contaminated soil in a method that would have put some pretty heinous compounds airborne headed straight for the brewery. You know, we don't really want airborne benzene coming into our food production.
We don't want to drink that beer if it is. Yeah, exactly. Well, right. You're right. Yeah.
You know, and yeah. So I had to deal with them, and it was not a pleasant experience. That property now has been developed into the Kalamazoo Gourmet Grill Company. Very nice company there.
After the Great Lakes Business Network was announced, Enbridge said, "Hey, we look forward to having a chance to meet with the business leaders and talk about what we do." Have you had a chance to talk with Enbridge since the network was announced?
I have not personally. I will grant you, Enbridge is a very large company. They are very polished. They have mouthpieces that know how to manage media quite well. They will kind of stop at nothing to get their way with things. They're formidable as far as them being able to get out and buy media time. You know, they're a huge company that makes an immense amount of profit. So for them to go out and spend some millions of dollars on a media campaign is easy.
You feel like David versus Goliath?
Well, here? You know, it is somewhat. But I think, you know, the more that we're out talking about this and getting people educated, I didn't know. Nobody knew that there was a pipeline under the straits until we had this big accident on the Kalamazoo River. And people said, "Pipelines in Michigan, what's going on here and where are they? What do you mean there's one in the straits?"
And it's 63 years old.
You know, and even the attorney general has come out and said, "If you applied for this today, we wouldn't give it to you. This wouldn't be permitted under today's rules, obviously, because that is the worst place in all the Great Lakes. If you were going to put a pipeline, the Straits of Mackinac would be the absolute worst place to put it. And yet that's where it is."
Larry Bell is founder of Bell's Brewery and one of the founding members of the Great Lakes Business Network, formed to press lawmakers to decommission Enbridge Line 5. Larry, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.